Hello and welcome. You are listening to African Media Malta. Today, we will be talking about the Dublin Regulation and its effects. In 2015, the refugee crisis in Europe sparked a debate around the Dublin Regulation. This regulation is highly criticized by non-governmental offices, human rights activists, politicians, and even countries like Italy, Greece, or Malta. But what is the Dublin Regulation? This European regulation, signed in Dublin in 1990, is the one that organizes the distribution of asylum seekers within the European Union. Its basis is that a person can seek asylum only in one country of the European Union. Therefore, there is a designated member state responsible, which is in fact the first European country in which the asylum seeker sets foot when entering the EU. More precisely, is the first country in which the fingerprints have been taken, be it at free will or in a forced way. It's like this that the country where the fingerprints have been first taken becomes the only country where the person can apply for asylum. By using fingerprint recognition, the European Asylum Dactyloscopy Database, or Eurodact, can quickly identify which member state is responsible for the review of the asylum application of a person. This regulation is meant to reduce the movements of asylum seekers from one EU country to another. But which countries are part of the Dublin Regulation? All member states of the European Union, as well as Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. And what are the effects of the Dublin Regulation on asylum seekers? Let's imagine a Somali citizen who wants to seek asylum in France, but he arrives with a boat into the EU through Italy. There, his fingerprints are taken. He continues his journey and manages to get to France, where he tries to seek asylum. His fingerprints are taken again, but he has been registered on the Eurodac database back in Italy. In this case, France will have to send him back and he will have to seek asylum in Italy. But why is Dublin Regulation so questioned? First, from a humanitarian point of view, this regulation is contrary to the will of asylum seekers, as people cannot choose which country to seek asylum, as oftentimes the migrants do not wish to remain in the first country they arrived. For example, let's go back to the story of the Somali citizen who tried to seek asylum in France. His wife and kids have managed to go to France without their fingerprints taken before, but as we mentioned, his fingerprints were taken in Italy, so he cannot stay with his family. Cases like this one have been pointed out by several institutions, as the Danish Refugee Council, who affirms that in the practice, the Dublin Regulation more often separates families. In addition, to this date, there is not an uniform European asylum procedure, which means that the conditions of reception and asylum are different in each country, as well as the protection provided and the chances of getting asylum. As an example, an Afghan has an 84% chance of obtaining asylum in France. In Germany, he has a 47% chance and only a 1% chance in Bulgaria. If he is forced to seek asylum in Bulgaria, his chances of getting asylum are significantly lower than in Germany or France. From an European point of view, the Dublin Regulation is unequal among the various countries of the EU, as the migrants arrive more often from southern countries as Italy, Spain, Greece, and Malta, which means these countries must manage alone the large majority of asylum seekers. As a result, they are not able to deal with such a large number of requests and can no longer welcome migrants with dignity. That is why it is important to find a solution in the interest and well-being of all. Thank you for listening, African Media Malta. For more of our content, check our website or follow us on Facebook.